Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter. Over the past week, Cessna Aircraft has made headlines for buying bankrupt Columbia Aircraft and for a decision to manufacture its Skycatcher light sport aircraft in China. If that wasn't enough, the first Citation Mustang entered charter service this week, and Cessna is expected to soon announce the launch of its large cabin concept business jet. AIN caught up with Cessna Chairman, President, and CEO Jack Pelton to see what all these announcements mean for the Wichita-based manufacturer. He starts by telling us what the Columbia announcement means for Cessna.
Well, the Columbia acquisition was strategically important to get us very quickly into a high-performance single-engine piston airplane. It's complementary to our existing single-engine product line, but takes a product that's got a great reputation already and puts our strong company behind it and gives our owners a place to grow in our fleet.
Now, did you actually fly the Columbia 350 or 400 before you purchased the company?
Yes, we did. I went out and started in 2006 talking to them, did some initial evaluations of the airplane. Then during our due diligence, we had our engineering flight test people go out and thoroughly evaluate both airplanes.
Now, you're closing on the company today, Tuesday, December 4th.
Tuesday, December 4th is closing, and tomorrow morning in Bend, Oregon, you'll see the facility there will have the name Cessna on it, and in front will be the Cessna flag.
Now, is there any plans to make this a center for excellence for composites, or how does this fit into the Cessna family?
Well, it's from a composite standpoint, it's new for us. You know, currently we don't build any composite airplanes, so we certainly, with the acquisition, got a lot of talent and know-how and intellectual property that goes with that. And so certainly we'll be learning and sharing best practices between the two companies. And I'm sure as we move into other products, if they are composite, we'll be using what we learned from the former Columbia company.
Now, the avionics on the Columbias are using the Avidyne Integras. Is there any plans? Everything else is Garmin all the way up to the Mustang. I know you guys like the family concept. Is there any plans to change that from the Avidyne to the Garmin?
Well, actually, the Columbia 350 and 400 are being delivered today with the Garmin G1000.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the other attributes that fit nicely when we were evaluating the products, is that you can start in your 172 and move right up to the 400 with the same avionics system.
Okay, let's skip over to the Skycatcher. Last week you also had an announcement about the Skycatcher being manufactured in China. Is this a trend, or is this just to get the cost down for the LSA only?
It's really looking just at the LSA. For the price point that we picked, we needed to find somebody that already had made an investment in capital and resources that we would not have to make. So it was really a play specifically for the Skycatcher.
Now, how will it be manufactured? I understand some of it will be manufactured over there and flown, and then it'll be disassembled and brought back to Wichita?
Yeah, most of the major components will be shipped into Shenyang, like the engines and avionics. They will assemble the airplane and flight test it in China. They'll then disassemble and put two or three of them in a large seat van, and they'll be shipped back to three different locations in the United States where we have authorized Cessna service centers that will reassemble and deliver them from those points.
Have you announced those three locations?
No, we have not yet. I think we've been pretty open in saying one of them will be in Wichita.
Does it make sense that one would be on the West Coast and one would be on the East Coast?
Logistically, that's what we're looking at, trying to get them geographically spread appropriately.
Okay. We're expecting an announcement soon on the large cabin concept. Is there anything that you can tell us about that right now?
Well, we've continued to work the program, and we're ramping up our staffing on the program. We have a temporary facility that we're housing people in today. We've completed some additional wind tunnel testing this year. It's going very, very well to get us into position to be able to make a decision and or announcement beginning of the year.
And how's the Mustang program going?
Oh, the Mustang program is going just unbelievable. I was down in Independence, Kansas yesterday where we build and deliver the Mustang. I saw the start of assembly on ship number 63. We are going to going to meet or exceed our delivery numbers for this year on airplanes. The quality of the workmanship and the reliability of the design is what has really impressed me. They're delivering out of the factory, you know, almost zero squawks, and in service they're performing flawlessly, and it's really exceeded all of our expectations, and we couldn't be more pleased with it.
So the Independence plant has ramped up from a single engine to a jet line smoothly, I guess.
Very smoothly. We in touring the line yesterday, and I was talking to some of the guys that were down there that have brought it along, and asked them if they believe, you know, did you ever believe we'd be where we were? And they're folks that came out of our Citation production line in Wichita, and they said it's also exceeded all of their expectations.
Now, is there any plans for to increase production next year, or is there any price increases to kind of temper demand a little bit?
Well, we're sold out essentially through 2010 on the Mustang, and so there's no pricing on those airplanes have already been sold. The production rate's going to ramp up to 100 units next year, from 40 this year, 44 this year, to 100 next year, and we'll probably exceed that this year, and then to 150 the following year. So it's a pretty aggressive ramp up.
Now, LG Aviation just started. They put the first Mustang into charter use. Are you expecting to see more charter use with the airplane too?
I think you're going to see an awful lot of that especially in Europe. A lot of our international customers who have bought the airplane bought it with the purpose of being able to provide a airplane for commercial use at a better price point than what's currently available today.
And what are you seeing as far as demand in the emerging markets over in India and China, especially for the Skycatcher and for airplanes like the Mustang?
Well, the international market for us has been, you know, incredibly strong. We're seeing sales demand over about 50% of our new orders are international, and we see that trend continuing. It was initially triggered with the business jet, and a lot of that, you know, some of that can be attributed to the weak dollar. But we're hoping that by putting the Skycatcher in China, we'll also open that market up for us in the coming years, and as they start really ramping up the flight training capability that's going to be required for them to support all of the new airliners that they've bought.
Jack, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.